This download is the only extract the BBC has of this edition of Desert Island Discs. The presenter was Roy Plumley.
Did you hear a lot of music in your home as a child?
Yes, I always wanted to be a musician since I can remember, since I was 4 or 5 years old. When I was about that age, I was up in Pommern, that's the north part of Germany at that time, and I heard a violinist up there, and I fell in love with that instrument, asked for a little violin, and that's how I began music.
And when you were at school, you studied at the Royal College here in London?
Yes, I studied at the Royal College, and I feel I owe a very great debt to the Royal College. It's a wonderful institution. After that, I studied in Paris, and later in München, and later in Berlin.
When you had finished your studies, what was your first professional engagement?
I never finished my studies. I haven't finished them yet. I've been studying all day today, and I'll be studying all day tomorrow and for the rest of my life, because conducting is very, very difficult and very complicated. And a modern orchestra is very complex.
I'm sure of that. But you didn't begin as a conductor, did you?
The first time I conducted was when I was 12. And that was also here in England. At that time, I was the pianist for a chorus, and we were rehearsing one night, and the conductor did not come, and it was the last rehearsal before the concert, and so somebody said to me, one of the singers, could you conduct this rehearsal? And, you know, boys are very confident, and I said, well, of course I can. And so I stood up and conducted it, and then I conducted the concert afterwards, and that's how it began. But even before then, I wanted to be an orchestral conductor.
Yes.
Yes.
You were for a time an organist here in London.
Oh, yes. I played first the violin, then the viola, and then the piano, and then the organ. And now I play the greatest instrument of all, or I try to play it, and that's the modern orchestra.
Yes. What made you decide to go to America, Mr. Scofield?
I didn't decide. I was in London a long time ago. I lived in Jermyn Street, and a man came and said, I'm looking for an organist, and I've been to Parry. Parry was the great musician of those days, and another, Sir Charles Villiers Stanford. I've been to those two, and I said, I want a good organist, but I want a man who's not too British. Well, that wasn't a very tactful thing for him to say, but that's what he did say to them, and they said, please take Stokowski. We'd like him to go. So he offered me the position of St. Bartholomew's Church in New York. I was delighted because it was an adventure. I went there expecting to meet Indians and cowboys in the streets and was very disappointed at first.
Which was your first orchestra?
Well, I did a certain amount of conducting here in London and in Paris, but the first orchestra I had steadily was Cincinnati. After that it was Philadelphia.
Yes.
After that it was, I can't remember what came next, but...
Well, the Philadelphia Orchestra, where you stayed for so many years, you made into one of the premier orchestras of the world. How long were you in Philadelphia?
I was there from 15 to 35.
Yes.
20 years. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, since then, since you left Philadelphia in the 30s, you've been moving about quite a lot.
I love to travel. I would like to travel every day of my life. I think I'm just a vagabond.
Yes.
It's delightful to be going to different countries and conducting different orchestras, because the personalities of the players are always so different.
Mm-hmm. You're in command at the moment of the Houston Symphony Orchestra, aren't you?
Yes, at present I am conducting three orchestras in the United States, one in New York, one in Hollywood, and one in Texas.
Mm-hmm. How long ago did you start making records yourself?
I can't remember, but I remember that the first records we made, that was of course before electrical records, and we made them into a huge horn. It was like a great horn made of wood. It was enormous, and we pushed as many players as we could inside of that horn and made records that way. Of course, they were not very good, but those were the very early primitive days of records. Now we record electrically and by magnetic process on tape, as you know. And that, of course, is much better. But in the future, we will find, I'm sure, we will invent much better ways of recording than we have at this present time.